Man, that's a really nice shirt.
Oh, you like it? It's my DVMPE shirt.
Yeah, I mean, where could a guy like me get a shirt like that?
Just go to DVMPE.com and click on the store link.
That sounds easy. But I bet a nice shirt like that costs like $50 or more.
Where do you buy clothes? Look, there's a wide range of products at the DVMPE store, from shirts to coffee mugs to buttons. They've even got these cool new watches for sale.
It looks to me like I need to get to the DVMPE store today so I can show my support for the best podcast network all around, the DVM Production Empire.
I like to listen to DVMPE podcasts while drinking coffee out of my DVM Production Empire coffee mug.
Maybe the DVMPE will feature my pictures if I'm wearing a shirt like that and send it to them. What's the website again?
DVMPE.com.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Backed with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
True Believers, it's David Hickney here with Roger. We are back, another episode of Freak of the Week here. This week we are talking about various psychic abilities. Big episode, True Believers. We're going to talk about a lot of psychics and what they can do and how they affect our lives. And with me is Dr. Ernst Glaubst. Is that how you say that?
It is Glaubst.
Glaubst.
Ernst Glaubst, yeah.
Ernst Glaubst.
Right. You are mangling the pronunciation, but yes, it is as close as you will get.
Okay, sure. Dr. Glaubst.
Yes.
How are you an expert in psychic abilities?
Well, I truly, my degree is in. I'm a doctor of kinestomorphism, which is kinetic morphology, which I studied at the Prague Junior Automotive Trade School. It is a new department there, but we would branch out into all kinds of psychic phenomena, as you would say.
At the Prague Junior Automotive Trade School.
Yeah, it is an accredited institution.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it is perfectly fine.
So, how much have you studied these psychic phenomena?
Well, I have been studying these for, for many, many decades. For many decades that perhaps 20 or 30 years. It is very interesting, some of the things which I have seen in my studies, things that would make you, the colloquial, crap your pants.
Right.
Yes.
Crap your pants. Okay, I get that.
Yes.
No, Roger, he was saying decades. Decades. I know it's his accent. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Could you give us an example of a psychic ability that you've studied?
Well, there's a term we use, Lichtenstrahl, which is the ability to communicate with the ghosts, specifically of the pet goldfish.
Okay, so you've met someone that can communicate with ghosts of goldfish.
Dead goldfish,
yes. Well, yes, I mean, there wouldn't be ghosts if they were still living.
That is correct, right. Yes. It is amazing they have been able to do this with perhaps 80, 90% accuracy.
That's pretty accurate.
It's very, very accurate. It's the most accurate.
Now, when they communicate with these goldfish, do they have mm-hmm. to have the former owner in the room with them?
That is helpful, yet not entirely necessary. What is very important is to bring a safe space for the goldfish. So generally you bring a pan of warm water into the room. You set good vibrations throughout the room. So
the Beach Boys song?
Beach Boys are not necessary. Any surf rock group would be usable.
Right.
So as long as you have these phenomena, you are able to communicate with the ghost of the dead goldfish. And to a creature, they will most often give you the same feedback.
Which is?
Well, generally they're looking for food.
Okay, now that makes sense. They're goldfish.
Right. Just little tiny bits of food. Often they are very angry because they are dead because they have been overfed.
So they've been overfed and they died because of it, but then they're still looking for food.
That is the life of a goldfish.
That's accurate. That's accurate.
Yes, I'm no ichthyologist, but I do understand the primal urges of the goldfish.
Ichthyology being the study of sea life.
Fish, yes. Do try to keep up.
I know. I'm keeping up fine. I just wanted to make sure that our other person sitting in the room was aware of what you were talking
yes,
about.
So who is this lurking person?
That's my sister.
Very nice to meet your sister, person.
My name's Elizabeth. Elizabeth Marin, Dr. Elizabeth Marin. It's lovely to meet you, Mr. Glopst.
Thank you very much for not mangling my name.
What?
I appreciate it.
You have to pronounce the umlaut, David.
I did. I thought I did.
The umlaut is always implied.
I thought I did. I really did.
Well,
it is
all right.
I know you thought you did. You tried.
It is all right. It is fine. Let us move on, shall we?
So, Elizabeth, we're talking about psychic abilities, and he's brought up communicating with dead goldfish.
I have to say, I'm fascinated by this particular episode. So you used the term Lachtenstrossel, yes?
Lachtenstrossel.
You said that this is a communication with the goldfish and that you've, with 80% accuracy?
80 to 90%.
How do you test the accuracy of these? Like, I don't...
Well, perhaps you are not familiar with the scientific method.
Particularly, they're not self-aware. We're not even sure that they can feel pain.
It sounds like what you do not know about goldfish could fill a very large aquarium.
Yep. You're kind of being fishist right now.
Yes. Yes. We have a term for that in the original German, Udenfackeldinges.
Yeah, what he said.
Yes. So that is an irrational hatred or prejudice against goldfish.
I definitely don't have a hatred or a prejudice against goldfish or angelfish or catfish or any kind of fish, actually. I'm just based on...
Wait, after our episode on catfish, you don't have a prejudice against them?
I'm talking about actual fish. Catfish... Check out our episode on catfish. It's fascinating and infuriating. But just going based on the widely accepted knowledge of fish and ichthyology and goldfish, I know that you received apparently somehow a PhD at a trade school. I was not aware that there were any trade schools that offered PhDs.
Apparently the Prague Junior Automotive Trade School does.
And a junior trade school, nonetheless.
Well, I suppose you could have gotten into the senior trade school. Is that what you are saying?
I've never applied. Like I said, I just...
Well,
I've never heard of a trade school that gives speaking. PhDs.
What you do not know about junior trade schools could fill an admission hall in a junior trade school. Yes. Yes.
I agree with him.
I do not like having my credentials questioned.
Look, we're not here to call out people's credentials, or I would give you more shit about going to Stanford, of all places. But...
Stanford?
Yeah, that's where she went. Stanford. Yeah, West
I know it's school. I know it's not a trade school, but it's very...
Do you have a job?
It's also accredited. I mean,
A question for you there.
Do you have a job
or do you just hang out in your brother's basement?
In my brother's
Is this
why is that funny to you, Elizabeth?
Because I own this house. Yes, I actually do have a job. I'm a full-time professor. I also am a multi-time author. I am working on my fourth PhD currently.
Children's books?
I actually have written two children's books. They are New York Times bestsellers. Hmm. Yeah.
Why you gotta be like that?
He asked questions. I'm simply answering them.
We gotta continue to focus on psychic abilities here.
Yes, very good.
We've talked a lot about goldfish, but we only have Dr. Gloopst here for one episode. So I want to ask...
Glaubst.
Glaubst. Yes. I apologize. Glaubst.
Yes, with the umlaut.
Oh, with the umlaut. Glaubst.
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 Yeah, very good. Yes.
Good. Okay, so... besides talking to goldfish, what other psychic abilities have you observed?
Well, it's very interesting. We have had a case recently of a woman who has come to us. She has been able to, with almost 100% accuracy, predict the past.
Wow.
It is amazing. It's... I have never seen a case like this before.
She predicted the past.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Almost with complete accuracy.
Almost complete accuracy.
Almost. Well, within...
I would expect 100% accuracy on that particular ability.
Why does it sound like you're laughing at him, Elizabeth?
Pardon me.
So many of us...
I don't even know what to say.
Have not had a chance to be in the past. So many of us. This woman with chilling accuracy...
Have not had the chance to be in the past.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, is that because you're supposed to live for the present? Is this a philosophical thing?
I do not suppose if this is one of your American... enthusiastic poster type of thing.
I didn't get to live with Alexander the Great.
Yes.
You didn't, but
right.
You can...
That's what he's saying.
You can open a book and find out everything that happened to him.
You know that that's full of spin, though.
Definitely. Yeah, totally.
You cannot believe everything.
So if anything written about the past, I'm gonna entertain this for a second.
Good.
If anything written about the past is full of spin, then how can you verify the accuracy of the predictions about the past when all of the information that you have about the past is apparently full of spin?
If you put the psychic in a no-spin zone.
Exactly.
Then you've got it.
So you put the psychic in a no-spin zone, they then make a prediction about the past that is completely unverifiable.
Because
everything that we know about the past, because it's the past, apparently is inaccurate. So if they don't match up with what we know, is that how you gauge their
accuracy?
No,
it is verifiable because she is able to tell us.
Exactly.
Oh, so you just take her word for it. I have a bridge I'd like to sell you.
I am afraid.
Why are you trying to sell things on my show, Elizabeth? Last season, it was all about your book. Now you're selling a bridge?
Is this some American idiom? I do not understand.
Apparently she has a bridge. I don't know.
He just called you an idiom, David.
Idiom is not the same thing as an idiot, Elizabeth. I went to college.
I know you did. Jeez. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
I was making a joke.
It was a play on words.
I'm sorry.
My books aren't comedy books. I apologize.
That's for sure. All right. We're gonna take a break, and then we're going to come back with some callers. We'll be back in a second. Listen to some words from our sponsors. True Believers, Freak of the Week is sponsored by John's Organic Tomatoes. No pesticides, no FDA, just tomatoes. Find John's Tomatoes at one vegetable stand somewhere.
Greetings, Earther Scum.
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't going to like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
I can't remember these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
that's what this stuff is?
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
All right, we're back. Thank you for listening to those words from the sponsors. We're here with Dr. Ernst Glaubst. Did I get it right that time?
Glaubst. Yes.
Dr. Glaubst, is it okay if we take some callers about different psychic abilities and we can just see what their situations are?
Yeah. Let us hear from the proletariat. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can take some calls.
No, I get that. I just was a little surprised that he used the term proletariat.
Why?
Are you a communist?
Have you not been to college?
No, I have. Like I said before, the break, I've been to college.
Should I use shorter words?
It's not that I didn't recognize the word. It just surprised me that you used that specific word.
Oh, I see.
Nothing this gentleman says is surprising me. I'm not going to lie. Fascinating. I'm taking notes.
You use that word a lot. Now, sometimes it has different meanings, which is very strange. All right, we're going to take a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Henry, and I'm calling from Lombard, Illinois.
Okay, hi Henry.
Hello, Heinrich.
Hi. So I've had this ability, and you know, it's been tested numerous times now, and it works every single time.
Yeah.
Okay. I have the ability to predict the ending to any Kevin Smith movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, as soon as I start watching, I'm like, I think this is going to happen. And it does.
What's a Kevin Smith movie?
I believe he is probably an American sex symbol.
I don't know about sex symbol. I mean, he's Silent Bob. You know.
I believe he is probably like the Heinrich Stoffel's son, where I come from. He's very funny comedian, sexy symbol, dances, sings. Yes, yeah, probably like.
Sure. That. Okay.
Yes. So, what you are experiencing is what we call often gallo del sprachus. Often gallo del sprachus. Del sprachus.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So, the sprockets.
So, do you feel...
Toad the wet sprocket.
Do you feel perhaps a kinship, an almost sexual connection with this Kevin Smith?
No, I actually don't even like the movies. I just watch them because, you know...
I think you are sublimating. I think you are very seriously sublimating.
Maybe he's kind of attractive. I don't know.
The often gallo de sprockes. Del sprockes. Always manifests when there is the latent homosexuality towards a father figure.
A what figure?
A father figure.
A father?
Father.
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 You know, your dad.
Father. My dad.
Yeah.
I don't even know my dad.
Oh, perhaps that's it. That is why the feelings are so strong.
Wait, what if this Kevin Smith guy is his dad?
It is entirely possible.
How old are you, Henry?
I'm 24.
Okay, Kevin Smith can't be his father.
Why not?
Let's see. How old is Kevin Smith?
I don't know who Kevin
Smith
is.
He's right around our age. Okay, so you remember that closed circuit television movie that you watched that you thought was fascinating? Because it was in black and white, and it took place in a convenience store, and you thought it was real.
Oh, the documentary with the ex girlfriend that gave blowjobs.
Yes, that was That was actually one of his first movies.
Okay,
that was Kevin Smith.
That was in what 90 something? You said right?
Yes.
So, I mean, he could totally be 24.
It's the craziest thing because when they were talking about the blowjobs, I like was saying to myself, probably 37, and I guessed it.
It is very strong with you, yeah. Especially this, all the talk of the plow chops.
The what?
The pork chops?
The plow chops.
The plow chops?
With all the plow chops.
I love pork chops. No, with applesauce.
It's not pork chops, it's plow chops. All right? With the plow chops, the often gallo de sprockes is very strong.
Huh?
Yeah. It's, you can tell the, tell me, Heinrich, have you ever felt the urge to fondle the testicles of the men you see on screen?
What?
Well, I mean, I one time watched a Pearl Jam video with Eddie Vedder, and man, I think that guy is extremely good looking.
Well, that takes it. That takes it right there. He's,
you know, I would not turn him away from my best.
I feel like we've gotten away from your ability a little bit. You predict the end of these movies.
Yeah, every single one of them, even Jersey Girl.
What's a Jersey Girl?
It's another Kevin Smith movie. It's okay. Not good. Worth watching.
It's not good.
So how do you, like, what happens when you predict these things? What happens?
Well, I'm just, like, sitting there, and I say to the person next to me, I say, yeah, well, this is obviously going to happen, and this is obviously going to happen, and then it does.
I'm telling you, the often gallowed Sprachus is very, very strong with this young Heinrich.
All right.
I suggest that you give in to your primal urges.
Would
the urges with this A.D. Vedder or whomever it is, the Kevin Smith, any of them.
Well, if it's his dad, he probably shouldn't follow through on pregnancy.
Well, you modern psychiatry.
Well, I can't get pregnant or anything.
I'm just saying. Let's be real. Don't sleep with your dad.
Right.
Just putting that out there. General good advice. And I found out that Kevin Smith is 48, so I suppose.
Yeah, that would be 24. 24 and 24 is 48. That'd be perfect.
I'm not insinuating in any way that Kevin Smith is actually your father, because I'm fairly certain that's not the case.
I don't know who the guy is, so I don't know who he slept with.
I do not know. I mean, you are not a believer in the scientific method.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Henry. Thank you for calling in. It's really appreciated.
I love you guys.
Thanks. Doctor, I did want to thank you real quick for the chocolate-covered pretzels. I didn't mention that at the beginning. You brought the chocolate-covered pretzels. They're very delicious.
They're kind of melty.
You just got to, you know, lick your fingers and get the chocolate
off. Know that the perfect temperature for the Hackendougel is at the room temperature where they are, how you say, melty.
Melty. Okay, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, and where are you from?
I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Okay, and what would you like to talk about today?
I am just so excited that you guys are doing this show because I have not been open with my family about this, but I actually have a odd psychic ability.
Okay.
Continue to tell us this, Kathy.
I am able to predict how many grains of salt will be on a soft pretzel. So when I go to Auntie Anne's and I ask for a pretzel and they hand it to me, I say, oh, that's 732 grains of salt. They say, how would you know that? And I say, I don't know.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
I've had my son count it, and I've been right every time. Now, here's what's interesting. You know that on a soft pretzel, the salt will sometimes fall off.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I cannot determine the grains of salt that have fallen. I'm not like Rain Man. I can't count those. But I can look at the pretzel and determine how many more grains of salt there are. And then it's just the math.
Catherine, I do believe what you are having here is the Henton-Ostel-Frageldinkus. The Henton-Ostel-Frageldinkus is a very specific psychic ability. Mm-hmm. It is mineral-based, so that is why you have the attraction to the salt. And it often manifests in very odd ways. For instance, in your counting, do you count other minerals?
Well,
by any chance?
Not even the ability to count. I mean, honestly, if I'm wearing closed-toed shoes, I don't even know what 10 after 10 looks like.
That was a funny joke, Elizabeth.
Yes. You should laugh. You shall live longer.
Ha ha.
I don't like her. I think that is She is just a negative attitude to your whole.
She is not a true scientist, Catherine.
Negative yeah. Nancy.
Yeah. Again, well, my name's not Catherine. It's Kathy. It's short for Kathleen.
all right. Yes. Yes,
but
of course.
I know there's not any other minerals so much as it's just those soft pretzels from Auntie Anne's.
I see.
Is it specifically Auntie Anne's, not soft pretzels from any place else? Yeah, like Hot Sam's or
Wetzel's pretzels?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I haven't tried. We're just Auntie Anne's people.
Auntie Anne's is delicious.
Yeah,
no. You do not find the same thing with the strudelglocken?
I haven't had a strudelglocken.
A glocken. A strudelglocken.
I haven't had a strudelglocken.
How about the fingerglocken?
A crooked finger. I have not had one of them. I did have a jam thumbprint once.
I'm not familiar.
It's like a sugar cookie that you literally press your thumb into and then add a little bit of your favorite flavor jam.
Oh, that sounds wholly unsanitary.
It's very delicious, though.
Not if you wash your hands or wear gloves. You can do that, too.
I'm European. I do not wash my hands.
Well, then that would be why you'd find it unsanitary.
That's
I'm
fair.
Curious. I'm actually really fascinated by this ability. I'm just wondering if perhaps... Maybe you just have an innate ability to understand surface area. If you know exactly how big a pretzel is and you know exactly how big those grains of salt are, you can just quickly take a look and sort of estimate how many grains of salt
I suppose
would
you see yourself
cover the surface
a
area.
Mathematician.
I
don't consider myself a mathematician.
Mathematicians are charlatans.
But I'm wondering
I would like to point out that if you go to somewhere that serves soft pretzels and you see them on the little spinny racky thing, you can tell that sometimes there's a lot of salt on a pretzel and sometimes there's not a lot of salt on a pretzel.
Exactly. And once you quickly glance
at them, the surface area is the same.
Right.
Yeah.
The number of salt grains, I would assume, isn't the same every time.
Right, but that you just proved yourself wrong.
Exactly. That is fancy.
Roger's nodding. Roger's like, yeah.
Calm down. I did not just prove myself wrong. Let's...
Wrong.
Let's put it this way. Say you have a piece of toast.
I don't eat toast.
Let's say you have a piece of toast.
Why would I have toast?
Let's say...
How is this toast?
All right, what's your favorite food? Why don't you tell the audience what your favorite food is?
Blueberries.
Okay. So
that hurt a little bit to share that.
You have a pint of blueberries.
Okay.
And then you have, say, wild Maine blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Driscoll's brand blueberries.
We're not sponsored by Driscoll's.
These blueberries are two different sizes, yes?
Yes, yes, two different sized blueberries.
However, if you are familiar with the sizes of the blueberries, how much surface area they have, how much volume they take up, you could reasonably estimate how many blueberries are in a pint.
Sure.
Based on...
But,
what type of blueberries
they are.
But a
pretzel is not a pint container. It is a bread. And what happens is it depends on the moisture level on how well the salt adheres to the
pretzel.
Exactly.
But once you see the salt on it, she can take a look at it, see that there's not a lot of salt, see that there is a lot of salt. The surface area of the pretzel hasn't changed.
Pardon me, non-scientific girly person.
I have 3 PhDs from an accredited university.
Yes. Well,
which is 3 more than you have.
That is so good for
no,
you.
No, it's an accredited school. He said it was accredited.
I am very accredited.
I have a hard time believing he received a PhD. PhD stands for something else there.
He's a doctor.
I am a doctor. I am not a charlatan like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You doubt the existence of Henton Ostelfragel Dingus. When it has been scientifically proven.
I think you're just making words up and hoping that no one speaks German.
Do you speak German, Elizabeth?
How is your German? Achtendeinen Kugelnacken.
My German is actually fairly decent. Fraggledingus is just a cartoon penis. Actually, it's a puppet penis. And I love that you're using that suffix for multiple words.
I have never been so insulted.
I apologize. My sister can be very insulting at times.
She is. I'm
just trying to reveal the truth.
You
David.
Know, you should let that cartoon aunt of yours speak instead.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Are you talking about Roger, my friend, my yes. best friend, Mantis? That's not a cartoon. He's a live praying mantis.
He should be speaking. He has more sense to speak, Zensius.
Here, Roger, you say something.
Yes. Speak. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
He agrees about the salt on the pretzels. It's about moisture level on the surface.
Yes. Good.
Yes, and then you can look at that and see the salt on the pretzel. Never mind.
All right.
Hentenaskel Fraggledingus.
Yes, Fraggle Dingus. We're going to take a break, and hopefully Elizabeth will gather her thoughts and do something more cohesive. And we'll listen to a couple.
I think the word you're looking for is coherent.
No, cohesive. I use the word that I wanted
to. It's about the moisture level in your mouth when you speak and use the proper words.
I bet you have not have any moisture levels.
We're taking a break. Listen to some sponsors. True Believers, Freak of the Week is sponsored by Bronson's Tinfoil, made with real tin to stop those alien brainwaves from getting into your head. Bronson's, family owned since 1947.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Mataragas from Surreal. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of all the things I've had to tolerate while recording this season so that you know what, I went through to give you this new season of Surreal, which comes out September 21st. Thanks.
Her name is Pumpernickel or Pumper whatever.
Pepper Nickel, yeah.
We called her Pumpernickel because her face looked like a friggin' piece of pumpernickel. She was not
that seems
an attractive girl.
Okay. Did that make you uncomfortable?
At first, yes. But then I realized that I wasn't an American pussy, and I was fine with it.
So you think it was just like an unwritten understanding?
I am not aware.
Of your own thoughts?
At this time, no. I'm not aware of my own thoughts.
I like to name my sponges.
I feel like I should take the Third Amendment on this because
Do you mean the Fifth?
I think we've had quite enough insertions for the day, quite frankly.
Agreed.
All right, we're back talking about psychic abilities with Dr. Ernst Glaubst.
Glaubst.
And a very reluctant Elizabeth Marin.
Mm. I'm always reluctant.
Let's take some more callers and hear about some more psychic abilities.
Yeah. This is good.
All right, caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Grace Anderson from Akron, Ohio.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, I actually read tree leaves.
You read tree leaves.
Yes.
Not tea leaves, but tree leaves.
Exactly. I can read
tree leaves
to predict the housing market.
Oh, wow. So it tells you what, like price trends, stuff like that, or?
I can tell you if your house is going to sell or if you should wait or, you know, like if it just needs a year for some growth.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a lot of local realtors that use me to help them with their sales. And they just tell me I do a real good job at it.
Yeah, this is a known ability. Yeah, this is Achten, Freines, Dachen, Klasten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gesundheit.
You are a funny one. So the Achten, Freines, Dachen, Klasten is very much connected to the ley lines of the earth and the subdivisions of the real estate and the valuation therein. So do you find yourself often having dreams or nightmares about closing on a house or a townhouse, or even a shed?
I kind of zoned out. Who is this guy?
he's Dr. Glaubst.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Ernst Glaubst.
I mean, I dream about real estate, of course,
yeah,
because
see?
I help out a lot, but, you know,
science.
Day to day, looking at the tree leaves, talking to those realtors, talking to homeowners.
Right.
How are you not going to?
Doctor, you mentioned ley lines. Do
yes.
a lot of these abilities involve being near or on ley lines?
They often do. It's either the ley lines or a subway map. Either one of those
okay.
usually will trigger the psychic ability.
That makes sense.
I've always had this ability.
Yes. Have you ever lived near the London Underground?
No, I live in Akron.
Akron.
It's the northeastern part of Ohio.
Have you always lived in Akron?
Yes.
So yes, I see.
Is there a ley line that goes through Akron?
There could be. There very well could be. Is there public transportation?
Well, yes.
Ah, see. There you go.
And we also have the Goodyear blimp.
I see.
Ah, well, that is definitely, yeah, this time the blimp, or as we say, the dirigible.
Well, we don't say that. There's just a blimp.
Yes, I know.
We all go, hey, Betty, did you see the blimp? It was out today. It's great.
Yes, that is very charming. But the dirigible will always be a part of the signals, the signs. It's like a dream world, the signs. People will often dream about spirit animals, mm-hmm. Dirigibles, toast. Toast is a big one.
What is up with people in toast?
It is a big psychic indicator. Why have you experienced the toast?
I don't eat toast. What?
You do not eat
he
toast?
He used to eat toast. The not eating toast is a recent thing.
It's the nanites in the toast, in the white bread. You can't.
Oh, we have Wonder Bread out here, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
May God have mercy on your soul.
I love it. I mean, and even the wrapper is so great. It has all those nice, bright colored, you know, brightly colored.
That's there to hypnotize you so you don't taste the...
Have you had Wonder Bread?
No, because I'm not insane.
He's had Wonder Bread. It's just been
a while.
Isn't
it great?
Mom used to make his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on Wonder Bread every Wednesday.
Vicky or Lauren?
Vicky. You always wanted yours cut in a diagonal. I liked mine cut straight down the middle.
Yeah, it's your weird.
You liked crust on one diagonal, but not on the other one. Yeah, and then Dad would eat your crust.
You get a mix.
I get that. I'm just saying, claiming that you've never tried it just because you don't eat it now is silly. The nanites are already in your system, David. I don't know what to tell you.
Nanites?
Nanites.
It's best just not to eat bread, though, just because it, you know.
Oh, the rockdingdinkles.
Can cause inflammation.
Yeah, rockdingdinkles.
Yes, yeah.
I have a question for our expert, though. Just for my own curiosity, do you read... Well, our caller, I'm sorry. Do you read fallen leaves or leaves that are still on the trees?
Well, that's a great question.
Fallen is best because then it's gone through an entire life cycle for that leaf. But I can make predictions, more just predictions instead of accurate facts, because I know that there's still predictions, but you know what? When I've got that full cycle leaf that's on the ground, my accuracy rate is like 100%.
Okay.
I would like to plumb the limits of your psychic abilities. I am currently thinking of a number. It is an irrational number. Could you tell me what number it is I'm thinking to 40 decimal places?
No, but do you have any leaves you need to be read from your tree?
I do not.
No, well.
We will have to do further research.
Okay. I'm wondering if, as far as your reading leaves, you simply... understand real estate trends and what times of year, what times of week people are most likely to purchase a home. And therefore, by knowing whether the leaves are falling, the leaves are still on the trees, the leaves are dead, you know, what season it is, whether or not people are more likely to buy in a certain area.
You might think that, but when there were all those foreclosures everywhere after, you know, the big crash,
mm-hmm.
yep.
my rates were still spot on. And you just can't predict in that type of a market.
I tell you, it's the Acton Franus Docken Claston. Ask the cartoon ant; he will tell you.
Still named Roger. Still a mantis. Mm. All right. Thank you so much, Grace. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Go zip.
No. Doctor. Actually, I want to ask Elizabeth this. I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
I'm also a doctor.
Yeah, I guess.
I am using the quotes in the air, doctor.
So, ley lines came up in that. Do you believe in the existence of ley lines?
I think ley lines are, I'll use the word that you love so much, fascinating. I haven't seen enough evidence to point to them being factual. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence out there, but I'm very curious about the idea of ley lines.
I mean,
I would need to do more research.
I read a book where it said that there is a confluence of ley lines. In Lake Michigan, just outside of Chicago.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. They said it's a very powerful place. So I think we should try doing more research on that. Maybe even visiting that place.
That could be interesting.
Is that where they had the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Ah, oh, it's Gordon Lightfoot. We love him in Germany. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
What's a Gordon Lightfoot?
You don't need to go.
Oh, goodness gracious. For someone that was one semester away from your own PhD, I don't know how you haven't retained this information.
There was Gordon Lightfoot in my PhD?
I just thought that you read a lot as a kid.
All right, we're going to move on. We got a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Bob, and I'm calling from Sycamore.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Sycamore.
Hey, guys. So, it's not really a psychic ability per se, but I have a superpower.
Mm. What's your superpower, Bob?
I could eliminate hiccups in anybody.
Wow.
That's handy, actually.
Yeah, amazing.
And how do you do that?
Well, I sometimes can just give them a look, and sometimes I go rah, and it just gets rid of them.
You go rah?
Yeah, and in Sycamore, they call me the Hiccupinator.
Hiccupinator.
Hiccupinator, yeah.
That sounds like one of Dr. Ernst's made-up words.
So, I shall ignore that, because this sounds like a very, very typical case of Achtenlichtofargolasten.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Achtenlichtofargolasten.
Achtenlichtofargolasten, yes.
Achtenlichtofargolasten.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you have not heard of this? This is not
I've heard
occurred
of it.
To you before?
I've heard of it. I have negative one PhDs compared to you. Like, I don't have my PhD. You have three of them. You haven't heard of this?
I believe I can even hear the squeaking of the cartoon ant who is talking about it.
Yeah, Roger agrees with me.
I feel like Dr. Glaup's just named off a bunch of TV shows.
What?
Fargo, Lost.
I am not familiar with your American television box shows, but
Glitch.
I am insulted. Insulted.
I'm insulted.
I'm not sure what Octo is, but the rest are TV shows. For sure.
All right, we're Bob is on the phone.
Yeah,
probably
Bob.
Very confused.
I am. I don't know what all these words mean. They're kind of scary to me.
Well, Bob, you should not be. Yeah, you should not be concerned. The Achtenlichtofargolasten is nothing to be afraid of. In fact, it is a gift.
That's what I believe. I believe it's a gift from God.
You should embrace your gift.
Oh, from
embrace
God?
Embrace it.
From the gods.
Yeah.
Which ones?
All of them.
Or as we say, the Tukaninen Zugen bottle.
Perfect Nugen.
Certainly, yeah. So, Bob, you should embrace the gifts, and you should share them.
Yes.
Share them.
I am. I want to get a costume made.
Ah, yes.
That's going to make me stand out. So people know when they got
something
the hiccups, they can come to me.
Bright and colorful.
Yes.
Yes, you must fight the justice, because the criminals, they are a cowardly lot.
Dunkashane.
Yeah.
Darling Dunkashane.
Yeah, you should dress up as some creature of the night, like De Fledermaus or something of that sort.
Mighty Mouse?
No.
Deflating Mouse?
I do not know how to, translate into the English, but the cartoon ant understands what I'm saying.
Roger's very cultured.
Yes, he is very, I can tell that.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you so much. I think we have one last caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Lindsay. I'm from South Carolina.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay.
Welcome to Freak of the Week.
Thank you. I'm really excited. I thought this was just a quirk, but I guess it's really an ability. I can predict what float is coming next in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, I have heard of this ability. It is, of course, the Utensplutengacken Schau that you are experiencing.
That's what WebMD said.
Yeah, see, yes.
Oh, WebMD agrees.
Yeah. And we all know that WebMD is never wrong.
Well, not in my experience.
That sounded like sarcasm.
Is that where you got your PhD?
No, he got it from the Prague Junior Automotive Trade School.
I've got to say, I've been Googling this the entire thing and nothing is coming up.
Well, perhaps you're Google foo.
If you Google my name, nothing comes up because I'm under the radar. Maybe the school is under the radar.
Anyway, perhaps we should let Lixi speak.
Yes, Lixi.
Well, that's it. I just watched the parade. I know what float is next.
Do you watch it with people? Like, do you tell them?
I go, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know what's next. And they go, really? And they say, yeah. Mm. It's going to be Hello Kitty.
It's not just the floats, but also the balloons, too.
Well, technically, that's a float, too, because they are floating. Mm-hmm.
So really, it is a subcategory of the Uten Spluten Gacken Schau. It is the Uten Spluten Gacken Brau.
Brau.
Brau. Yeah.
Brau.
There you go.
Brau.
Brau. Yeah. You must roll the R. Yeah.
Roll the R.
This is right. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
What do you have to say about that, charlatan? Hmm? Go home and listen to your mathematics.
I am home. I own this house.
Yeah.
You just keep pointing that out.
I love you so much, David. That's all I can say.
I love you too, sister, but I don't know why that has to do with his question to you.
That's just the only reason that I'm here.
Fair enough.
There apparently is no other reason like contributing to the scientific advancement of mankind like your brother and the cartoon ant are doing.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, Ernst.
All right.
Glaubst.
We are out of time, but I want to thank Dr. Ernst Glaubst.
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 Yeah.
I want to thank Roger the Mantis, not cartoon ant. He's a mantis. Mm. I want to thank myself.
Of course you do.
I want to thank our callers. And I want to acknowledge that Elizabeth Marin was here.
Always.
Disagreeing.
Always.
All the time. Like a thorn in my side.
Oh, and one final thing. Yes. Prague Junior Automotive Trade School football rules. Thank you.
This is Freak of the Week. I'm David Hickney. Have a good night.
Take your meds.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. I don't know how that works. She's my sister. All of the experts and phone calls are performed by a cast of actors? What in the world? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Alan Morgan, Elizabeth Grujulik, and Patrick Harrington are, but we're going to have to go to Pound Town, for sure. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced, yeah, okay. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.